Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Pastor Deborah to come and share this word that the Lord has given her. In your bulletins as well, you should have a handout there of this specific word. But I want her to be able to share it as well, just to get it in the atmosphere.
Just a preface. During our time of consecration a couple of weeks ago, the Lord just kept taking me back to Song of Solomon, chapter 2. And I hadn't read it for a while, and as I continued to read it out of the specific translation, I knew that God was speaking to me personally, but I also believe that he was speaking to our house and to many of you. So I'm going to share it out of the Passion Translation and then just share with you what the Lord has spoken to me even as I was just driving in this morning. This is the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verses 10 through 15. It is the bridegroom king speaking. Arise, my dearest. Hurry, my darling. Come away with me. I have come as you have asked to draw you to my heart and lead you out. For now is the time, my beautiful one. The season has changed. The season has changed. The bondage of your barren winter has ended. The season of hiding is over and gone. The rains have soaked the earth and left it bright with blossoming flowers. The season for singing and pruning the vines has arrived. I hear the cooing of the doves in our land, filling the air with songs to awaken you and guide you forth. Can you not discern this new day of destiny breaking forth around you? The early signs of my purpose and plans are bursting forth. The budding vines of new life are now blooming everywhere. The fragrance of their flowers whisper, there is change in the air. There is change in the air. Arise, my love, my beautiful companion, and run with me to the higher place. For now is the time to arise and come away with me. For you are my dove, hidden in the split open rock. It was I who took you and hid you up high in the secret stairway of the sky. Let me see your radiant face and hear your sweet voice. How beautiful your eyes of worship and lovely your voice of prayer in prayer. You must catch the troubling foxes, those sly little foxes that hinder our relationship, for they raid our budding vineyard of love to ruin what I've planted within you. Will you catch them and remove them from me? We'll do it together. And this is what the Lord spoke to me this morning. It is time to arise. It is time to arise. You have endured the winter season, and it has accomplished in you what winter is designed to do. It has allowed some things that no longer serve you to die. You have endured the rainy seasons, and the rains have accomplished what they are sent forth to do. New life is springing forth. Do not allow the harshness of the winter to cause you to miss this moment. The season has changed. The season has changed. And now I am calling you to arise. I am calling you to a higher place in me, a higher place in the kingdom, a higher place in your sphere of influence. Don't miss this moment. There is change in the air. Arise. Press in now to hear what I am speaking and respond in faith. Arise. You have done well to respond to my word based on your understanding of it in seasons past. Now I am adding dimension and clarity and moving you into the fulfillment of the prophetic word I have declared over you. Look for it in unexpected ways and unexpected places through unexpected people. It will require greater levels of discernment, greater levels of faith, greater levels of responsibility, greater levels of discipline. But my grace is available. You will see more clearly than when you arise. So arise, my bride, and I will guide you to new places in me. Arise.
Hallelujah. Come on, if you receive that word, just tell the Lord, I receive it. Hallelujah.